The goal of this trail is not only just for connectivity and bicycle through traffic, but it absolutely contributes to the vitality of our downtown and the vibrancy of our city as a whole.
That is David Marquardt, the director of Grand Rapids Parks and Recreation Department. Even though the new Coldbrook Edge Trail only covers 0.2 miles of new road, Marquardt says it's an important step in the city's vision of having trail connectivity with surrounding communities.
Even though this is a very small segment of trail in the downtown, its connection to the larger region is extraordinarily impactful and meaningful, and leaves us with, in the future, only just under 1 mile of trail to be added and completed where people can ride all the way from the south and regional trail connections all the way through the north and connecting to the White Pine Trail in the future, which is pretty remarkable.
One of Grand Rapids' key partners in the Coldbrook Edge Trail came from the West Michigan Trails and Greenways Coalition. Executive Director John Morrison says the new trail is symbolic of the progress the city is making.
Grand Rapids is going to be this nice central hub to all this trail activity. I'm just really excited about that, the possibilities and what we can do here as a community to showcase what we have and attract people and get people out on the trails, lead a healthier lifestyle.
Marquardt adds that the trail is an example of how Grand Rapids is built on partnerships for the city's greater good.
The only reason that this trail construction occurred is because of the great collaboration of this city. This is collaborative work and really, I think, is the only way in which we're going to be able to accomplish more of this in the future as well.
Grand Rapids now has 0.8 miles left to complete before reaching the White Pine Trail. Morrison estimated it would be completed by 2022. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.